will. And Freddy will. Amen.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mom.
Dennis, who's Freddy?
He's my new frog, Mom.
I'm afraid.
Well, it isn't worth very much, is it?
No, it isn't.
That's just what I thought. Hi, Dad. You reading?
No, I'm not.
What can you buy with 25 cents these days, Dad?
Not very much.
Isn't worth very much, is it?
No, it isn't.
That's just what good old Mom was saying. So how about giving me an allowance of 25 cents a week?
Dennis, I don't think you're old enough for an allowance yet. Your mother and I will give you the spending money we think you need.
Okay, Dad. Mom, remember you said little kids like me need more educational toys?
Yes, I remember.
Well, for only 50 cents, I could buy Tommy's educational death ray gun.
Dennis, I've told you many times, when it comes to money matters, you're to speak to your father.
Yes, I am.
Mom says I'm supposed to talk to you.
What about?
About Tommy's death ray gun. Tommy found out it doesn't really make you dead.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Dad?
Yeah?
Remember how when I was a little kid, you used to surprise me with some little gift for hardly any reason at all?
Son, come here, man.
Dennis, you're getting old enough to realize that money doesn't grow on trees. Now, when I was your age and I wanted something special, I was willing to work for it.
Sure, Dad. That's just what I'm doing now.
Well, I don't mean asking for money. I mean earning it myself.
I made 8 cents selling lemonade last week.
That's a good start.
And I would have made even more if that dumb old fly hadn't fallen in and drowned in front of everybody.
Well, now, if you could just figure out a way to earn that quarter that you want, I think you'd learn to appreciate the value of money more. Take better care of it.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what I'm going to do. When I feel that you've learned that money doesn't grow on trees, I'm going to start you out on an allowance of 25 cents a week.
Oh, boy, I'll start learning right away.
Darling, your new outfit is just handsome, and I love that sport coat.
Oh, you don't think the new suede shoes are a little too, well, daring for a man of my age?
On the contrary, dear. You look both distinguished and dashing.
Dashing?
Oh, well, really, Martha.
Yeah. You know, I suppose you could go so far as to call me dashing.
You'll be the best-dressed man there this afternoon.
Oh, that would be nice. After all, there isn't a reunion of my old college fraternity every day. And if I do say so myself, I had quite a reputation as a campus Beau Brummel in my time.
You're still my Beau Brummel.
Why, thank you, my dear. And you know, you're still my Lady of the Lake, my Maid Marian, and my Queen of Sheba.
Oh, George.
Oh, fiddle-faddle, I knew the day was going too well. Martha, if that's Dennis, you tell that boy that I'm not home and maybe he'll go away.
Now, dear.
I just know that boy is going to do something awful to my new shoe.
Oh, what can he possibly do to a pair of shoes?
Well, you said the same thing about my new hat and Dennis turned it into a swimming pool for his guppies.
But that wasn't his fault and you know it, George. Dennis means well.
Well, great Scott, Martha. A herd of wild elephants means well.
Good morning, Dennis.
What are you doing with that?
Is Mr. Wilson home? Hi, Mr. Wilson. Are you playing hide and seek with Mrs. Wilson?
Oh, good grief. No, I'm not playing hide and seek with Mrs. Wilson. What do you want, Dennis?
Keepers, why are you all dressed up, Mr. Wilson? Is Mrs. Wilson taking you along shopping to carry packages again today?
No, I'm about to take a walk, a long walk, alone.
Is that why you wear these old scuffed-up shoes?
Why, these are not old scuffed-up shoes. They happen to be brand-new shoes.
They are? Then how come all the leather's scraped off of them?
They're suede shoes, dear. They're supposed to look rather rough and dull.
They are? Jeepers, it takes my new shoes a couple of days to look beat up like that.
All right, Dennis. Did you have anything particular in mind this morning, or is this visit merely part of your war of nerves?
Oh, I've come over to wash your windows.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I've just got to make some money that doesn't grow on trees.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. Our windows were washed only 2 days ago.
They were? Then how about hiring me to keep little Kip with sticky fingers away from them?
Oh, Dennis, go home.
George, I'm sure we can find a little job for Dennis if we just try.
Martha, I know you. If you give that boy 5 minutes, he'll have this place ready to qualify as a disaster area.
But, George...
Now, you just leave everything to me, Martha. Dennis.
Yes, Mr. Wilson?
There is a quarter.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson. What do you want me to do for it?
Let's go home.
Have a good time spending it, dear.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson. Thanks, Mrs. Wilson. Oh, boy!
Well, there. He's happy, we're happy, and my shoes are still like new.
George, really?
Well, I think I'll go up and take off these new clothes so they'll be nice and fresh for this afternoon. Martha, imagine. All this peace of mind for a quarter. Now, why in the world haven't I thought of this before?
Oh! Stop! He did it again!
This! And this!
Gee, this sure is a swell gun, Tommy. Yeah. It's too bad your folks made you give Mr. Wilson his quarterback, or you could have made a down payment on it.
I gotta find some way to learn about money. Dad says when I learn it doesn't grow on trees, he'll give me a weekly allowance. I gotta go in business.
What kind of business you going in?
I gotta think, Tommy.
We could catch grasshoppers and sell them as pets.
No, they were out too easy. My last one stopped topping the first day I had him.
Dennis, if I let you use the gun 50-50, can I be partners with you in your business?
Okay.
What kind of business we going in first?
I'm still thinking. Do you suppose we could find good, strong grasshoppers?
Hi, Dennis.
That dumb old Margaret.
Hello. What are you doing?
We're partners looking for a business.
Can I be a partner too?
You're a girl.
I've got a dime.
She could be a silent partner.
What's a silent partner?
Yeah, what's a silent partner?
That's where you gotta give us your dime. But you can't tell anybody.
All right, here's my dime. Now, how about let's starting a paper doll business?
Paper dolls?
And then we could sell them on street corners.
I'm going home.
I'll go with you.
All right, then what about a baby washing service?
Tommy. Here's your old dime back, Margaret.
All right for you. You'll be sorry.
And take your dumb doll, too.
That isn't nice to talk to babies like that, Dennis Mitchell.
There goes the first dime we ever made.
Girls, Tommy, I'd rather starve to death than wash a baby.
Me too.
Maybe there's something else we can wash.
Hey, how about dogs?
Dogs?
Sure, you ever met a dog that didn't need a bath?
Sure. But where are we gonna find a dog with money?
We'll get the money from the person who owns the dog. Come on, Tommy.
Where are we going?
To get our first customer.
Oh, still, Fremont. Sure was swell of good old Mrs. Wilson to let Fremont be our first customer.
And it was even sweller of Mr. Wilson to be upstairs shaving.
Oh, boy, 25 cents. Don't rub too hard, Tommy. We don't want to make him fade. This back brace sure works swell, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nothing smells like a wet dog, does it?
Well, my sleeping beauty is awake.
Where's the Mitchell secret weapon?
Well, I was in the kitchen. I thought I heard him go upstairs with Tommy.
Well, they're playing quietly for a change. I guess Dennis has given up the idea of learning about the value of money for one day.
Are you a little sorry you didn't give him the quarter when he asked you for it?
No, I'm not. You know, honey, there comes a time in the life of every boy when he's got to...
Here, Freehan! Here, boy! Here, Freehan!
Dry enough to wear,
do you? Oh, yes, Martha, it's fine. Now, if I can only get out of here before Dennis comes over again.
Oh, Fremont! Oh, Fremont!
Fremont!
Oh, sweet! Oh, Fremont! For heaven's sake! Martha, just look at me!
Oh, dear!
Great Scott. Now he's even turned my own dog against me.
Oh. 5 cents? 6 cents? 7 cents?
Hey, Dennis, why'd you let Harold's little brother play for half price? Because he only had a penny.
Four.
Hey, Dennis, Richard keeps swinging at the ball and missing it.
That's okay, Tommy. My dad does it all the time. Those are called practice swings.
Dennis, what's going on out here?
Hi, Dad. Tommy and me found another way of making money.
So I see. Where'd you get those golf clubs?
You want to play, Dad?
Oh, thank you. Dennis, those clubs look
very
much...
You want to play golf, Dad?
Dennis, if I'm not mistaken...
It's only 2 cents, Mr. Mitchell.
But you can play for half price.
Dennis, are those my
clubs... Keepers, Tommy. You should see my dad hit a golf ball.
Dennis, I'm asking you
a question. I bet my dad can hit a golf ball farther than anyone in the whole...
Dennis!
World?
You took my golf clubs without asking, didn't you?
I asked you, but you were asleep.
Well, I want you to collect those clubs right now.
How about the balls?
The balls, too. And when you get through, you can fill in the holes.
But, jeepers, Dad, most of those holes belong to gophers.
Well, I don't appreciate either you or the gophers digging the holes. Now, you can just fill them in. And I would suggest you give your customers back their money.
Here we go again.
Jeepers, Tommy. Money doesn't last long, does it?
There's nothing like a nice, quiet Saturday at home.
Are you still glad you didn't give your offspring a quarter when he asked you for it?
Yes, I am. Dennis is learning a very important lesson about money. I just wish he could change his teacher.
Tommy, I've been thinking. Since we have to fill up those little holes anyhow, why not put something in them?
Like what?
We'll start a pet cemetery.
Sure! Hey, aren't those holes kind of little?
We'll only bury little pets like frogs or spiders.
And that'd work.
Now all we need is a customer.
Yeah.
Tommy, how's your pet turtle been feeling?
Boys, don't forget to fill in those holes.
That's next, Mr. Mitchell. Dad, can I bring our record player out here?
Out on the front porch? What for?
We need it for a funeral.
What?
A funeral. We're going to rent the holes to other kids for a pet cemetery.
Yeah, since the holes are already turned inside out and everything. You got anything you want buried, Mr. Mitchell?
Well, not at the moment, thank you. Fellas, I hate to keep putting the damper on your various business ventures, but I'm afraid the pet cemetery's out, too.
You mean we can't bury anything at all?
Well, I think your mom would probably frown on the whole business. A pet. pet cemetery with music.
There goes another big money maker down the drain.
Yeah, and so far we've had to give all the money back.
If I don't make some money, I'll never learn how to handle it.
And then you'll never get your dad to give you an allowance.
Dennis.
Yes, Mom?
Dear, I was wondering if you and Tommy would care to carry some things down from the attic to be put in the trash can.
Me too, Mrs. Mitchell? Yeah, Mom, why pick on good old Tommy? He isn't even a relative.
Well, I was thinking of paying you each 5 cents.
Five cents? Come on, Tommy, we're in the movie business. Tommy, two left shoes of mine better than new.
And here's a swell old vase.
Sure, all it needs is a little gluing.
Will gluing fix it?
Sure it will. I glued it once before right after I dropped it.
Here's a swell whatever it's supposed to be.
Boy, isn't it? Jeepers, Tommy, junk like this is the same as money.
It is?
Sure. How do you suppose Mr. Anacaster, the junk man, got that big house? And those big cars and the big dogs that bites.
Well, heck, let's go in the junk business.
Sure, and I bet everybody's got good throwing out stuff like this. There's Miss Cathcart and Mrs. Elkin.
We know lots of people. Now all we gotta do is collect it.
Sure. Look, this lampshade's almost new. Hey, I got another idea. First we'll hold an auction, and then we'll sell the leftovers to the junk man.
Oh, boy!
What's an auction? Have you never been to one?
How do I know till I know what an auction is?
It's a place parents go to buy used stuff that they fight about the next day. Come on, let's go collect stuff. Now, what am I bid for this super deluxe one-owner tackling dummy?
I bid 6 cents for this swell tackling dummy.
7 cents.
I bid 3 cents.
Martha, I'm home.
Hello, dear. Did you have a nice time at the reunion?
Oh, it was fine. And you know, I was the best dressed there.
Good.
For 8 cents.
Oh. You know what that boy is doing out there, Martha? He's holding an auction.
I know, dear. I gave Dennis a few old things that I wanted to get rid of.
Well, I hope you didn't give away anything of mine.
Of course not, dear.
Hear that? Doesn't this sound like a bird? Now, what am I offering for this peachy bird caller?
That sounds like my Audubon bird caller.
Oh, George, you have half a dozen of those things and you haven't used one in months.
Oh, Martha, how could you? Stop the auction!
I bid 2 cents.
I bid 3 cents. 5 cents. See? You can even call dogs with it.
Just a minute. Stop the auction. Dennis. That's my bird caller.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. Mrs. Wilson gave it to us.
Well, that makes no difference. Mrs. Wilson doesn't know that I
bid 7 cents.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, it's 8 cents.
10 cents.
11 cents.
12 cents.
14 cents.
16 cents. Now, Tommy, you stop that. All right, Dennis. Here's your 16 cents.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson. And sold the good old Mr. Wilson for 16 cents.
Oh. Mr. Wilson? No, Mitchell. Everything's under control.
Machine.
That's my old rowing machine.
you come from? Get off my sport coat, darn you. Go away. Go on, go on, go on.
This is for calling birds, not dogs. Crazy mutt.
Just look what it did for my poor old dad. He used to be nothing but skin and bones.
Dennis.
Of course, you can't tell nothing with clothes on. Hey, Dad, would you take your...
I would not.
How about rolling up your sleeves?
Dennis, I think the auction's gone on long enough now. It's getting on towards dinner time.
Okay, Dad. Kids, the auction's over.
Boy, we must have collected over 86 cents.
Well, that's fine. Son, I guess you're learning that money doesn't grow on trees.
I sure am, Dad.
I'm glad to see you boys finally got into a profitable business venture.
Heck, this is nothing. Where do we sell the stuff in the garage to a junk man?
What stuff in the garage?
Move the bed, Tommy.
I don't believe it.
We're good collectors, huh, Dad?
You certainly are.
Maybe even the best darn junk collectors in the whole world, huh, Dad? Or maybe even in the whole city.
I've never seen anything like it.
Do you really think all that trash is worth anything?
Alice, there's enough junk out there to start 2 junkyards. Ought to be worth a few dollars anyway.
Well, those boys have worked so hard collecting it, I'm glad they'll be getting something for their labors.
The important thing about today, honey, is that Dennis has finally learned how hard money is to come by.
Well, then you're glad you didn't give him the 25 cents in the first place and save all this trouble.
You bet I am. Dennis has learned a lot. In fact, he's learned so much, I've decided to give him a 25 cent a week allowance.
Oh, good.
Well, they ought to be here pretty soon. They said they'd come right over.
How did you happen to call 2 junk dealers?
So they'd bid against each other. That way the boys get the best price.
Mr. Mitchell! Hey, Mr. Mitchell!
My public is calling.
They're here, Mr. Mitchell!
Good job.
Pretty good junk, huh? I bet you don't see junk like this every day. Hey, mister!
Dennis, don't bother the man. My name is Mitchell.
How long have you been collecting this stuff? Since the turn of the century?
3 hours.
3 hours?
See, Tommy? I told you we were the best darn junk collectors in the whole world.
That car go along with the other junk?
It does not.
Hi, Mom. I bet you we make $1 million.
Maybe 2 million.
Or 3 million.
I figure about $14.
$14? Jeepers, Tommy, it's even better than we thought.
I'll handle it for, say $12.
$11. $10. It's all yours, Joe.
$10? Do you hear that, Tommy?
I always thought $10 was less than $14.
I'm a little confused. We're interested in the highest bid.
Mister, we aren't buying this stuff from you. Our price is what we'll charge for hauling it away.
Charges?
Trash like this is of no use to us or anybody else. It's a drug on the market.
Can't even melt it down.
But $10?
All right, you might as well haul it away.
Good.
Well, Professor?
$10, all because I wouldn't give Dennis a quarter in the first place.
Dad, you can have my half of our 86 cents if it'll help.
Oh, thank you, son. But you keep it. You worked hard for it.
I should say he did.
Boy, just wait till tomorrow. I bet I think of 100 ways to make money.
That won't be necessary, Dennis. Your mother and I have talked this over, and we've decided that we're going to give you a 25 cent a week allowance.
Oh, boy!
Starting right now.
Gee, thanks. We sure learned a lot today about money not growing on trees, didn't we? Good, Dan.
We sure did.
Hey, look for Monica and Company, Making the Beat on 2848, next on YTV.